This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Cody Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adviston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Hey Kaiser.
Hi-yo. Well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard.
And Jim Reed.
And Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam. And greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harry Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ed is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Yeah, boy, all those famous folks on there, golly, talented. There's so many talented people in that. I love hearing it every week because I knew just about everybody. I worked with a bunch of them. So proud. I just asked Gerald Adams about the elixir that he uses on those seeds to get the seed coating off. And he says 1 tablespoon of OxyClean.
Oh, okay.
You were right, Rufus. It was a cleaner.
Yeah.
1 tablespoon of OxyClean in a cup of water and soak for 1 hour. So that gets the seed coating off.
Okay.
Well, when do you put the OxyClean in? You take the mush, and then you put the, I'm calling the inside of the tomato, the mush, with the seeds in it. Then you, do you add the OxyClean then?
I don't know. I just asked him one question.
I don't have
time to ask everything. You get the court reporter to read it back. I don't know. You want me to ask when? When do you
I'm getting a few conflicting stories here, but from our friend Elliot, and then
Elliot was reading AI. Elliot was reading AI, but Gerald grows tomatoes by grows tomato right. plants and seeds. Now. Elliot
and Phil has had success.
I'm sure knows Phil was writing that down. Have you not tried OxyClean before?
No, I just did mine. If you soak them in water, like it said, and let them do the fermenting thing, it cleanses. I didn't have any gook on mine when I took them out.
So you can use Elliot's method, or Gerald's method. But so you want me to ask Gerald what, in case he's not listening?
When do you apply the OxyClean?
Oh, I think he's listening now. Squeeze seeds and juice in a cup. That's a mush.
Mm-hmm.
And add a little water and then add the OxyClean.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's liquid, I take it.
OxyClean.
Liquid OxyClean.
It probably just helps cut.
Wouldn't you feel silly pouring a bunch of powder over?
Yeah.
You got to mix it with water or something.
Yeah, that helps cut it off.
I've never used OxyClean. Do you clean your clothes with OxyClean? Okay.
No, but I don't want to buy a gallon just for the tomatoes.
Well, borrow some from Gerald.
Yeah.
No tablespoon of power. Powder. He's still texting me here.
Oh, he said, got him worked up. Tablespoon of powder?
No, he said no tablespoon of powder.
Oh, okay.
So he's telling you not to deal with powder here.
Yeah.
So we'll follow this saga. We have Roger with us. Roger, good morning. You're on WPTF.
Good morning. I appreciate you having me on.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
Well,
how can you help us?
Well, maybe it's both ways. But
yeah.
I am with the NC State Extension Master Gardener Volunteers of Orange County.
Roger. Yeah, absolutely. I had that written down on my phone, but it didn't pop up this morning for some reason. I got to talk to my phone. So, yeah, with Mark Bumgardner's bunch.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, in fact, the Colonel will be on with you, I think, next week.
Next week he'll be with us at Lewisburg College, and we're so happy to be up there. I got to get you up real early, Rufus.
Woo.
Well, anyway, the reason I wanted to talk to you today is our annual Plant Fest is coming up Saturday, October 11th.
Yep.
And we're very excited, as we always are, about the event. But this year, we're especially excited because we're moving from the county office building in Hillsboro to a new location. The festival this year will be at Blackwood Farm Park on October 11th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we have almost 2,000 plants will be available for sale.
Wow.
And I want to emphasize that because the proceeds from that fund many of our educational programs and garden maintenance throughout the rest of the year. So we have a lot of plants, especially native plants. And if you're interested and need something, or even if you don't, come buy some plants anyway. But the other thing I wanted to mention is because we are in a larger location, we have reached out to a number of community groups. So in addition to our own gardening demonstrations and information booths, a lot of other environmental and gardening organizations will be with us that day. We'll have food trucks, children's activities, some nature-themed art for sale. And even if you're not buying plants, it's a good time to come out and just learn a little bit. Most of our members will be there, including me, and we will try to answer as many questions as we can. Or, as you know, we'll talk about plants at the drop of a hat. So,
absolutely. And I know that Mart will talk about it next week. If you have time, Roger, call us back on the 11th. Now, we won't be in the studio, but that doesn't matter.
Sure, no problem at all.
Location somewhere, but
That day I'll be wandering around all day. So, at some point during that morning, I will try to do that.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, Roger, is Blackwood Farm Park on Highway 86?
It is. It's just north of Chapel Hill on the way to Hillsboro on 86.
Have you campaigned there?
Well, I lived at Blackwood Junction in a mobile home when I was at Carolina my third year. And I remember the Blackwoods in that area. I used to help milk cows over there a little bit.
Are they any kin to the Blackwood family that sings?
They were.
Yeah.
They were a little bit.
How about that?
I know where that is, Roger.
Well, and the other thing for people who may not know, it is just off Interstate 40. So if you're coming from either east or west, it's a very good location to get to. So we look forward to a big event that day, and hopefully It's going to be good weather. We certainly appreciate the rain today, but hopefully it won't be rainy on the 11th.
Right. Yeah. I salute y'all for, wow, this is well organized. And who was, I mean, it was this, I'm sure, a cooperative effort, but.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can't.
This is, y'all, this is really incredible. Food trucks and everything.
Yeah, I can't thank all of our members that were involved, but I mean, this is a huge planning effort.
And, yeah, sounds like
we're excited about it, and most of us will breathe a big sigh of relief when it's over. But I think that, I encourage anybody that is even slightly interested, come out Saturday, October 11th from 9 to 3. If you want more information, we have a webpage, plantfestnc.org. And we also have a lot of information on Instagram and Facebook. So check it out. We'd love to see you there. And, you know, I think most of the people who are seriously interested in plants will be coming early, but we'll be there until 3 with a lot of activities. So bring your children, your grandchildren. It'll be a very fun day.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Roger, for calling. And again, I'm sure we'll find out about this. We'll get all the details next week if folks are listening to the Weekend Gardener, as the Colonel will join us, Mart Bumgardner, at Lewisburg College. And we'll talk about a lot of things, but I'm sure that will come up.
Well, sounds great. And I look forward to talking to you on the 11th.
Okay. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, our friend Herb, where is that? He sent something here. How did he send it? He must have sent it by, let's see if I can find it. Something about muscadines. Mike, not everybody has time, patience to harvest, preserve sweet, and preserve sweet muscadines. So he's got some photos here. And let's see. Wow. Oh, okay. Yeah. We got Herb right now. I'm trying to figure all this out. Herb, good morning to you, sir.
This is Gerald, actually.
Oh, this is Gerald.
It's Gerald.
Gerald?
Gerald.
Well, you know what?
Good morning.
We had Herb. Herb will be with us in a minute, but we got Gerald all worked up here, I'm sure, because we've talked about trying to figure out this elixir that you have. And you're not making anything out there,
no
whiskey. You're making OxyClean.
Well, tomato seeds have an enzyme coating.
Right.
That's what keeps them from germinating.
Mm-hmm.
You can, the old school way is to ferment the seed. Squeeze the juice, seeds, whatever out. Sometimes add a little water. Let them sit and ferment. Can take 3, 4, 5 days. Can get a little messy, can get a little stinky.
Yeah, it did.
20 years ago, I discovered this way of adding OxyClean laundry detergent, which comes in a powder. Same process, put the seeds, whatever juice, gunk, add a little water in a 20-ounce styrofoam cup, put 1 tablespoon of OxyClean in, stir it all up. In 1 hour, it will eat the enzyme coating off the seeds, dump them in a strainer, wash them out, put them in a coffee filter or paper towels, dry, you're good to go. It's
okay.
Just so much faster.
That's easier than what I did.
Yeah. Well, that does sound easy, and I remember you mentioning this. I just couldn't, and Rufus remembered that it was a cleaner of some type, but I couldn't.
That's right. Now, I don't know. There may be other laundry detergents that will work just as well. The thing I read about 20 years ago, the guy used OxyClean, and the chemical in OxyClean is a word about 40 letters long that you can't pronounce.
Yeah.
And I started using it, and it's worked perfect. It's the only way I've done it for the last 20 years.
That's good.
Fantastic. Well, I hope.
Now, we finally cleared it up. He did say powder.
Yeah.
You did say powder?
It is a powder.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's why you need to stir it up when you put it in there, so it'll help quickly dissolve. And that whole process, it just eats that enzyme coating right off the seed.
Oh, okay.
Quick and easy.
But you got to make it into a liquid.
Yeah.
You can't get the seeds out of a tomato without getting that gel that's around them. You're going to have a little bit of water. I just add a little water so that make gets even more liquid in there. So
right.
when that OxyClean breaks down, it can work yeah. a little faster to get, and it's easier to stir it up with when you add a little water to it.
Yeah.
The gelatinous material.
That's good.
That's
because
correct.
Mine took about 5 days, and I got it done, but I did use a styrofoam cup because I remembered you doing that.
It stinks, and you
yeah,
have a
does.
Little scum on mold on top of it, and
yep.
this eliminates all that.
Oh, good.
Well, Gerald,
that's
thank
good.
You, buddy. Say
y'all
hello to Henry for us. And,
all right.
We'll see you at the 25th, I believe, of October.
All right.
Well,
that
good. Crust. That
thank
crust
you, buddy.
On top.
All right, Herb coming up next on The Weekend Gardener. Okay, we're here, at least for a little half hour or so, with The Weekend Gardener. Mike Raley here, along with Phil Campbell, Campbell Road Nursery, and Rufus Edmonston, who... is out in the hall politicking, I guess. Man's always taking calls and cutting deals. And it's just his way of life. Phil and I are just working stiffs.
Yep. And looking at pictures of sunsets.
Yeah, yeah. Down at Kiowa Island, eating at the Atlantic Restaurant. Yeah, oh my gosh. Now,
that's
at
the nursery.
Was that on your property?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's some of the prettiest sunsets there.
I know. Yeah. Great view. So, Professor Herb, how are you this morning, sir?
I am great. Good morning,
good
Mike.
Good morning.
I think Phil and Rufus, wherever he is.
Yeah, that's we ask that a lot, wherever Rufus is. I was looking at your photos here. Now, do you grow, are these from your mama's, these muscadines?
No. I run... And so I'm always looking up in the trees this time of year to see where the muscadines were.
All right.
So I just, alongside the road, you know, old folks, that's what we do. That's what we were used to. So, and so anyway, I was going to say a couple of things real quick. I was going to recommend something to Rufus. But
he's
then
back.
I said, no, maybe not. Maybe not.
He's back.
Well,
with us.
I'm ready, Herb.
Oh, well, since he's eating banana pudding and mashed potatoes, I will say this. Making a tomato sandwich, if you use a loaf like French or Italian, you can cut it to the thickness that you want, and it'll sop up some of the juices much better than the sliced loaf bread.
I think that is a relevant comment and suggestion.
Well,
Rufus.
Herb, I appreciate that more than I can say. I'm going to totally reject it.
I don't understand your reasoning.
I do. Old-fashioned sunbean bread.
It gets too sloppy.
Not, that's the way I want it. I don't even toast it. Sloppy.
I did that. I did the
juice
red snapper
from overindulgence in mayo.
I don't think he's really interested in the bread, Professor.
Well, let me make another suggestion, and this is for all of us. We're getting into a bad tomato season, and most of the tomatoes that we're going to get from now on, at least most of them, are going to come through refrigerated trucks, which means that the temperature is going to cause the texture and the flavor to go to cardboard.
Right.
So I would suggest if you're going to get a tomato, it's already been refrigerated. If you put it in the refrigerator, it's just going to get worse. I've had them on my counter for maybe a week or so, no problem at all. So,
that's the way to do it.
That's good.
Well, Herb, when my garden quits or I can't get them at the farmer's market, I'm through with tomatoes. I just refuse to take something from the supermarket.
But not light bread.
No, I'm going to take my light bread.
That's the way it used to be. The final thing I want to mention is I love old wives, but growing up as an old guy like I am, one of the things they always said was, you can't eat persimmons until the frost comes.
Right.
Well, anyway, I have been getting persimmons, and I think my picture might have had persimmons there.
Yeah, I thought that was persimmons.
Yeah, and so you can treat them just like bananas. They will ripen once they get off the tree, Because if you don't, the squirrels and the birds will be there daily taking them out. So you can get, once they get fairly close, you can take them and you can eat, you can put those in the refrigerator and just take them out as you want and they will ripen, just like bananas.
Oh, okay.
But you might, you got to make sure, you have to make sure that when you do let them ripen, they're ripe enough, but you don't have to wait till they ripen on the tree.
Well, the same thing, Herb, goes with figs. I have experimented with figs. I put them in before everything gets on them and when they start getting too many. And I got a we got a call two times ago from somebody who said, you can freeze them.
Yeah.
And they've done very well.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't lose much flavor.
Yeah, you can also, if you have the time, like I said, you can also take the persimmons once they're ripe, if you got too many, and you can dehydrate them, and they'll be just like candy. Anyway, y'all have a great weekend.
Great suggestions.
Love y'all.
We love you too, Herb. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Got a persimmon tree out here. It's near where I park in the mornings.
I rode all around the parking lot this morning, and I didn't see it.
Well, I'll guide you over there when we finish.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, they're all of them. I'm stepping on them.
Oh, okay.
And,
all right, I want to see them.
Yeah. But you want some to, what do you do with them?
I would love to try to make a persimmon pudding like my granny used to make.
I would like to have a piece of that.
It was so good. And she would always put real whipping cream on it. You didn't use Cool Whip or anything like that.
Well, like Melissa, we grew up on a dairy farm. But, you know, that was fresh whipping cream.
That's exactly right. That's what my granddad had.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ah, well, that sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
I've never had any persimmon pudding. What does it taste like? I mean, give us something tastes similar to.
It's kind of like, it's almost like pumpkin pie, but it's not like pumpkin. I mean, it's got some of the same spices.
Like chicken? Tastes like chicken, okay.
No.
All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. We're back on WPTF with Miss Monica. And I saw some pictures, Monica, of your baby, who is in high school now. Maggie's in high school.
So Maggie is in eighth grade.
Oh, she's in the eighth grade? I thought she was in high school.
That's close.
Just eighth grade.
Good gracious, she's tall.
She has grown a lot over the past few months, and she is going to be in high school next year. It's hard to believe.
Wow, yeah. So, and Aiden is what?
Aiden is a senior in college. So,
is he going to play Major League Baseball?
Well, I don't know about that. But he's still loving it. He's still playing ball right now at Barton. And so he does enjoy it. They have definitely grown up quickly, that's for sure.
Yeah.
As the saying goes, don't blink.
That's right. Well, beautiful kids, and I know y'all are so proud of them. And I guess you get to see them every once in a while, don't you?
Yes, we do.
I mean, they're busy, and you're busy. And
most definitely. And I always forget that you and Maggie are birthday twins. Happy belated birthday to you.
Yeah, yes. I had a Melissa birthday, because Melissa celebrates for weeks, but I had a week of a birthday. I celebrated every day last week. So.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, I was on vacation,
good.
And so I was going to enjoy it. So did Miss Maggie have a nice birthday?
She did. She's kind of the same way, celebrate. You know, about the whole month, it seems like off and on. So,
y'all been up to your ears in Mule Days, haven't you?
Yes, Mule Days is happening. Despite the rain, it seems like it goes together. There's not many Mule Days that happens that it does not rain. So,
well, the mules don't mind.
That's true. That is true. They're used to being out in the mud or whatever they have to do, right?
Right. Well, is there a Miss Mule Days contest, a beauty contest, or anything that Rufus can Rufus do? Well, would you like to be a judge?
Don't let me be a judge again.
You want to ride a mule, don't you?
They haven't found Dennis Rogers yet.
Oh, my goodness.
He ran out of there so hard after that woman whacked me with that pocketbook. Oh, Rogers was making it back to Raleigh.
He was the same move faster than you did. You were addressing a constituent.
She addressed me.
I guess she didn't vote for you either.
I expect not. Yeah.
Well, at any rate, 99.99% of the people are real nice down there in Benson.
Oh, absolutely.
The attendees.
I always love it.
That's exactly but right. The parade's going on this morning, and everything's still going on, even though it has been raining. I noticed a little bit ago that the parade's still happening, and it's a good thing. And the same thing with the farmer's market. We're still happening despite the rain. Everything's a go, and, you know, a lot of our shopping is undercover, so you can just grab your raincoats and umbrellas and go out and enjoy whatever you're looking to do today.
Yeah, but it's not a hard rain, is it, Monica? Cause
no, it's mostly been just a steady little rain and, you know, sort of off and on. So just got to brave it, be adventurous, and get out and enjoy the day.
We need it.
Yeah,
we sure do, and I know the farmers
do, yeah.
It has definitely been dry for the past month or so.
I was out yesterday and saw our friend John. And he had some beautiful, I think it was Mexican sage.
Yes, he does. That's so beautiful this time of year.
The purple, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good old John. I got me a watermelon, one of the few watermelons left.
Yes, they're still hanging in there.
Good, some good watermelons this year. Are there any peaches still?
No.
Yes.
I couldn't find them.
I was going to say, you might look up and find just a few here and there. But I know that they're on the very end. The apples have pretty much taken over right now.
Yeah.
And so many varieties of apples are coming in now, though. We're getting into the full swing of all the apple varieties. Had a list here somewhere. There we go. So, of course, all your reds and gold delicious, Galas, Fuji's are in now, some Honeycrisp, and then also Ambrosias, Damons, Romes, Magna Bonum. So lots of delicious varieties of apples are coming in now to replace those peaches. And, you know, it won't be long. I haven't seen any quite yet, but it's about time for those tunnel-grown strawberries to start rolling in. So there's always something fun to look forward to.
Yeah.
As our farmers diversify and really work hard to have and extend the seasons as long as they can. And, you know, sweet potatoes, the new crop of those are coming in right now. We have a few more greens popping in here and there, and
how about some kale?
Let's not even discuss that. You know, since we know that's your favorite thing, Rufus, I can find it somewhere.
Oh, kale.
Well, yes. Just a little. Rufus, what'd you do with those? I was thinking if we add a little pepper seasoning to it. What'd you do with those potato chips with the?
My brother-in-law Robert Harris loves them and wants more.
With the Carolina Reapers. Well,
yes.
I'll tell you where you can get them.
Okay, good.
All right. More of the Weekend Garden. Miss Monica, you hang in there a minute. You got time?
I'll be right here.
Commissioner's not calling you or anything, is he?
No, not right now. We're good. I'll be waiting.
All right, we'll be back here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Back on WPTF at 10:43, Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Phil Campbell, Carolina. I was thinking about Carolina Reapers, Campbell Road Nursery. We were talking off the air about Carolina Reaper potato chips, flavored potato chips that I found on Kiowa Island, and I gave Rufus a bag, thinking that somebody in his family would like them. And apparently the judge, your brother-in-law, likes them. Now, he doesn't eat those during court hearings.
I'm sure he would. He is a real hot sauce aficionado. He makes it. Knock off Tabasco sauce. That's a sharecrop.
The Low Country Kettle potato chips, Carolina Reaper flavored, is what they were. What they are. Do you like Carolina Reaper in any way, any form there, Monica?
No.
There you go.
Yeah.
No.
Good answer.
A little bit too hot.
Good answer.
Well, I found a local source, too, so I hope the judge can get some. I think I have a bag I can bring next week and give to him.
He's addicted already.
All right. Well, I don't get it.
Speaking of Carolina Reaper, I have never seen such a variety.
Yeah, the farmer's
peppers.
Market.
Any place in the world, I've been to farmer markets all over the country, and I've never seen anything. There must have been close to 30, 40 varieties, maybe more than that.
Yes. We have a couple of farmers, specifically one that does, gosh, I don't know, they do so many different varieties. There's at least that many, yes, and they have from the sweetest to the very hottest.
And we have so many cultures who live in this area, and that's part of their their foods, part of their regimen for fixing foods.
Yes, and they can tell you on all the different kinds, best ways to use them, depending on what you're trying to make, that sort of thing. And that's one of the things with our farmers; they like to do variety and try different things. And eggplants or something else that there's so many different varieties of tomatoes.
Sure. Yeah, and you can make them taste like anything.
Yes, and the tomatoes, I know you guys were talking about those earlier, but there's so many varieties of those, and a lot of the heirloom varieties are really popular now, and there's the regular, like your slicing tomato, but there's all different types of cherry and grape tomatoes, and all different colors, so it's just a smorgasbord of tomatoes, really, and we still have, a pretty good selection of those coming in right now as well. And some of those tomato sandwiches earlier. So that's always kind of one of those staple items everybody loves to go to, especially during the summer. But they're good all year round as well.
Do you have any butter beans or peas?
There's still a few.
Well, we got to go out there and get us a mess of them today.
Getting a little towards the end of that season as well. But again, our farmers extend and have all that they can have as long as they've got some warm weather. They plant to try to go along with it to have, their season last as long as possible. All of those summer harvests. So you're still seeing squash and cucumbers coming in also. And like you mentioned, there's still a few watermelons. So it's a good time to come out and we got to talk about all those pumpkins.
I had pumpkins on my mind, too. You got a couple of them out there, haven't you?
Just a few. Yeah. We have all shapes, all sizes, all different varieties and colors. There's gourds. We have just a huge amount of mums, some of the most beautiful mums, all different colors. And corn stalks, bales of straw, all the things you need for your yard decorations. Or if you have an event coming up, need some centerpieces, you can find those. We do have pansies, fall vegetable plants, and a great variety of shrubbery and lots of other plants and flowers coming in, including some herbs and house plants, that sort of thing. So you can shop around through the farmer's area, find all those wonderful things. Or also Logan's Garden Shop has got a wonderful selection that just continues on. So if you're looking at a certain plant or something to decorate with, you should be able to find it right here at the market.
And I know that a lot of people are planting fescue right now, but I'll tell you, if you want instant fescue, talk to the folks at Supersod, because they have a lot of resources for you.
They do, and they've got a little plot there where you can look and see all the different varieties that they have to offer, how they grow, and they have a lot of wonderful free advice where they can help you figure out just what you need and maybe what you need to improve on or do differently to help get your lawn care in order. And they have the big bags of compost mix if you need something like that, as well as a lot of other lawn care products. So check those guys out. They have a lawn care class coming up. I believe it's October 4th. Don't have that right in front of me, but it's on our Facebook page
as
well as on Super Sod. I believe it's next Saturday.
So, go ahead.
Oh, and I was going to say, I think you go online and sign up for that, but they'll probably still have some standing room as well if you just show up. But they do a lot of wonderful seminars like that, so be sure to check them out and support those guys also.
The farmer's market is home to the Rufus dog, and the market grill is up there, and probably Rufus will have one today.
I probably will, to think of it, yes.
Because, you got to get out there and get those peaches if they're still left, too.
I asked yesterday, Monica, and I didn't find any.
I know, but she said that there are a few out there this morning, so you need to...
That's right. The one that I know that has still been having a few is Parsons. And actually, I've tried to find out for sure if they had some while I was on the phone with you, and they said they might have just a few left is what the farmer just told me.
Well, we'll get you a police escort.
Did you say Parsons? Yes. Parsons?
Parsons. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think they may be one of the only ones that have a handful left. They're from the Sandhills. They're one of our growers in the Sandhills.
Oh, yeah. Great. Fantastic.
I normally go to Sugarloaf. They didn't have any.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she's got pretty much all apples now. And we talked about the apples, but we also have, of course, apple cider that goes along with the fall season, and always a wonderful thing to have some fresh apple cider as well as dried apples. So they have those products featured as well. And didn't mention honey, but we have a beekeeper that has honey, and I know there's a lot of fall allergies floating around, and so honey is always a good thing to have on hand to help combat that the best we can.
Monica, I got somebody on here, Paul, who had something he needed to tell. Can we put Paul on too? I wanted, before we, because I don't know how much time we have left. He said he had some real good news for Rufus, so I wanted to make sure that Paul. So if you can just hold on a second here, Monica. Can we get Paul on?
Would that be Paul Long, maybe?
I don't know.
From Harney County?
Paul, Paul, are you with us?
I'm here.
What good news doth thou have?
Oh, no, it's not Paul from Harnett County.
Oh, this is Paul from Wendell.
Yeah. And I just want to tell you, Rufus, I got a mess of Tabascos that are ripe, and I got a mess of them that are going to be ripe soon.
Oh, that's so, that friend Paul, yes.
Yeah, he's from Wendell.
Yes.
Great.
So how, are you in the market for some Tabasco, Rufus? Or?
Yes. My brother-in-law, I delivered last Sunday, the other's Paul, and...
We'll just have to figure out a way to hook you folks up.
When are you going to be out at the farmer's market next?
I don't know if we're going to be at the farmer's market anytime soon.
Yeah.
Well, I'll figure out how to get them. I'll figure out. And I may just drop them off at WPTF and
leave. Yeah, we'll rendezvous somewhere somehow, yes.
Okay.
You can leave them with Cheryl.
Yeah.
I don't have the clearance to get that phone number back.
No. Well, it takes a lot to get into the Edmondson building anyway.
Well, we'll figure it out.
If he wants to drop them off at my office and Rufus wants to stop by there, that'll work too.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do that this week.
Very good.
Well, super, Paul.
I'm glad we left you on while Monica's here.
That's a great idea.
And the admin office just up on the hill, and just let whoever's at the front desk know you're leaving them for Rufus and that Monica knows about it. And
yeah.
We'll make sure he gets them.
Yeah.
You got it.
All right, Paul, thank you.
Great, thanks.
That's good news.
Yeah, great show as usual.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Miss Monica, thank you for that.
Oh, yes.
And
I was glad to help.
The market shops, we started out there, got to the grill, but there are a lot of other things in there.
There is. There's fresh seafood. There's all kinds of meat products, dairy products, and I'm coming in from local farms here in North Carolina. The seafood's coming up from the coast every week. We have 321 Coffee with just a great variety of coffee and a lot of great folks that are working over there, those folks. We have soaps and lotions that are all locally made, all other types of craft items, as well as those fresh-squeezed orangeades, lemonades, cakes and pies and barbecue sauces, and the list just goes on and on. It's just one of those places you've got to walk through and enjoy and be able to eat along the way, I guess is a good way to put it, and try out all the different flavors that you can find at the market. A wonderful place to come and support North Carolina local vendors and farmers, all of those great things that keep us thriving here at the market and keep our state going.
Absolutely. And, of course, the great, besides the market grill, of course, there's a seafood restaurant and the farmer's market restaurant, and those are great meeting places.
Yes, and both great choices. State Farmer's Market Restaurant, if you're looking country-style cooking, those homemade biscuits and hush puppies are the first thing that's going to arrive at your table when you get seated, and then you're going to be able to order from daily lunch specials, fried pork chops, country-style steak. You can get ham biscuits. You can do breakfast all day. They're open till 3 p.m. daily, and great place to come and bring the family and enjoy a meal. And, of course, the same for our seafood restaurant. Bring them out and enjoy some wonderful calabash-style seafood.
Yeah, and have enough for three meals.
Yes. Come hungry, share a plate, take some home with you. It's a great place to come and support Kemp and all the great things. They work hard over there getting everybody through there, and wonderful seafood.
And his mother, don't forget, is a great PTF listener.
Yes,
that's right.
Gardner.
That's right.
I'm sure she's listening this morning.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very good. Well, Miss Monica, always nice talking to you. I mean, did you have anything else? Or
I think that's it. Of course, the Hunter Pork Center is just behind our seafood restaurant there, so check them out. And
you can get your chitlins there, too.
Yeah.
If you need some. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Good fatback.
I'll talk to you later, Monica, about your garden club. We'll talk about that in private.
Definitely. They still want to come see you. That's on their bucket list, I believe.
All right.
That's beautiful women. Beautiful women. I had lunch with them a couple of years ago, I think. Yeah. If it's the same garden club.
It is. It is.
In Benson.
That's right. So we're open 7 days a week, and hope you guys can come out and see us soon. And everybody, enjoy your weekend and make the best of it.
Yes, right.
Take care.
Take care, Miss Monica.
It's good to hear you.
Bye-bye.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, next week, Rufus and yours truly and Mark Bumgardner will be at the celebration of the Tar River Center for History and Culture at Lewisburg College. And we will be at the Lewisburg College Jones Performing Arts Center with the Weekend Gardener. And they're going to have all kinds of stuff going on. I know that Bill Leslie is going to be there. Oh, he's already performed there.
Yeah.
He's already been there. So we're going to be there Saturday. And we'll be there 8 till 11. The Tar Heels are playing football, and I don't know if they're going to cut into the show or not, but we will be there until 11 at any rate, whether we're on the air or not. And we'll answer garden questions and mingle, if nothing else.
Don't get me started on that ball game.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they I'm sure do the best they can. We're all in the same boat. We gotta keep winning.
Gotta keep our
job.
You two are just loving this to death.
Definitely not.
No.
We want the Tar Heels. Mr. Curtis wants the Tar Heels. Trip Savory, our president, wants the Tar Heels to win. So I want the Tar Heels to win. Is that clear?
No, it's not.
I am
he
sincere.
He says with a grin on his face.
I am sincere. I am sincere, Mr. Curtis.
It's been a good, it's been a good show.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a wonderful time. Thank you all so much for whatever it is we've done for the last 3 hours.
Yeah, we've talked about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, be the person your dog thinks you are.
Go to Campbell Road Nursery.
Wonderful place.
Come on over.
All right. Do we need to get out right now? We all right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.